Yes, this is Morning Edition, but we are broadcasting live today from the Red Hen Baking Company in Middlesex on Route 2. Stop on by if you want to come down, have a little coffee, a little conversation. We're going to be talking about these very interesting results from the new VPR Vermont PBS poll. This is the first look at these results from this poll today. We're asking Vermonters about their plans for the presidential primary, what they think about some of the top political figures in the state, and who they might vote for in the gubernatorial election. Also, what they think about some of the big issues and challenges facing Vermont. Now, if you want to check out the full results of this poll, you can find them at our website, vpr.org. Dive in there. But for our first look today, I'm joined by a couple of guests right here at the Red Hen Bakery in Middlesex, VPR's own Bob Kinzel. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Mitch.
Thanks for being up early today. And also, we're with the fellow who directed the poll, Rich Clark, professor of political science at Castleton University and the former director of the Castleton Polling Institute. The new VPR Vermont PBS poll was conducted by Braun Research under Rich Clark's direction. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning.
It is great to be with you today. So let's dive in and talk a little bit about this poll, Rich Clark. How was this conducted? Give us an idea of the sample size and some of the questions that were asked.
All right. Well, we had a sample of just over 600 Vermonters chosen randomly from a list of registered voters in the state. The sample gives us a margin of error at the population level at about plus or minus 4 percentage points. And we have a broad look at the primaries. We ask about favorability for the top leaders in the state, including all of our congressional delegation, as well as the gubernatorial candidates that we know so far.
And you had this poll conducted between February 4th and February 10th. That's when all the calls went out.
Came out just before the New Hampshire primary. That's right.
Landlines, cell phones.
Yes.
A little bit of both.
About 60% cell phone, 40% landline. Again, coming from a registered voter list. So this was a much easier sample than we've done with VPR in the past because it's just a random sample from one list as opposed to two.
All right. Bob Kinzel, what were some of the big takeaways when you took a look at these poll numbers? What was sort of the first thing that jumped out at you?
Mitch, the first thing that jumped out at me was the overall strength of Governor Phil Scott. His favorability, 57%. Unfavorable, 26%. I mean, that is really, really low for an incumbent governor.
Is that among Democrats and Republicans?
This is the whole poll.
The whole poll.
The whole poll. And this compares very favorably to the congressional delegation, Pat Leahy, Bernie Sanders, and Peter Welch. Here's a fascinating one. By party, Democrats, 58%. Republicans, 54%. Independents, 65%. So GOP voters are actually his lowest category for the Republican governor. And by gender, men 58%, women 56%. By age, right across the board, people love Phil Scott. You can see it across in almost every region of the state, Chittenden County, northern Vermont, central Vermont, and southern Vermont. He's somewhere between the high 40s and the low 60s. It's incredible how much support he has just across the board, even though we'll see on specific issues people disagree with his stand on a particular issue.
That is pretty stunning that there's actually a higher favorability rating for the governor under Democrats than there are Republicans in the state. That's amazing.
I'm stunned by that and the fact that Republicans, well, you know, you have a governor who has been quite critical of President Trump, and there are some Republicans in the state who are not happy about that situation. Then you have others who feel very good about it. And, of course, the Democrats, I think, love it that here's a guy who is standing up for a lot of the principles that they believe in. Again, maybe not the specific issues, but the idea of looking at President Trump and saying this is not a direction that we want this country to go in. I think the Democrats are very pleased that Phil Scott is standing up for that.
Rich Clark, as we talk about polling and we look at these interesting numbers for Phil Scott, et cetera, give us an idea of why is this useful? Why do we do these kind of polls? What's behind this?
Well, I think in any democracy, it's important to check in with the people to see how they're feeling about things. Whenever we go to the ballot boxes, we get to register our opinions on different candidates, but that's all we get. We don't have a broader outline. There's no explanation as to the vote. The polls give us a broader view on what individuals favor, what policies they want to pursue. It also gives us a sense of who's supporting whom as we go through. And again, if going back to Bob's thing, we get a sense of how nationalized are our politics today? What issues are driving us?